Welcome back to the Semi-Seminary Podcast. I'm Pastor Jim, and tonight we're walking out into the field where grace and trouble grow side by side. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed. While everyone was asleep, an enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat. You know the field because you're standing in it. It's your world, your church, maybe even your own heart. This episode's called The Gospel Beneath the Soil, The Parable of the Weeds. And we're going to dig below the surface into the tangled roots of patience, judgment, and mercy. The kind of gospel that grows slow but sure. So we're going to take a breath. We're going to feel the dawn on our face. And remember, the farmer hasn't left the field. He's still watching the wheat. I'll see you on the other side.
I'm going to go ahead and get started, if you don't mind. We've got Wayne's thumbs up by proxy. Here. Continuing on with our parables tonight, we're looking at the parable of the weeds, and that is found, if you want to look it up, we're going to be looking in Matthew chapter 13. And as I really think it's effective, before we jump into the discussion and the lesson, I think it's important for us to set the scene. So let's see if we can see, smell, hear the kind of environment that this story is being told in. So, the sun is just pulling itself up over the rim of the Galilee, and you can smell the soil before you see it. Damp, sweet, freshly turned. A farmer has been up since dark, his tunic sugared by dust. His sandals caked with what he's sown. His back aches, but it's an ache of purpose. He walks the edges of the field with a little pride in his step. Rows of wheat shimmer like early promises. Every stalk is a sermon he's preached with his hands. He kneels, scoops a handful of soil, and lets it run through his fingers. Good seed, he murmurs. He's done everything right, plowed deep, sown straight, watered well, and the field hums with a quiet hope. Behind him, the village is just beginning to stir. Roosters crowing, a child calling for her mother, this thin smoke, with morning fires curling upward. But sometime in the night, when the farmer's house went still and the servants drifted into dreams, another man walked the same field. He moved like a shadow under the moon, bent, secret, deliberate. In his pouch he carried not good seed, but zizania, or darnel, also known as false wheat. From a distance it looks holy. Up close, it looks the same. The only difference comes later when the fruit appears. Then you'll know it's poison. And by the time the first rooster crowed, the saboteur was long gone and his mischief buried beneath the same soil that cradled the good. The dawn doesn't tell tales. The farmer wakes none the wiser. The field still looks perfect. Weeks pass, the rain comes, the green thickens, the air fills with the smell of growth. But then one morning, a servant squints into the field and frowns. Master, he says, didn't you sow good seed? Because something has gone wrong here. And the master steps into the furrows, his hands on his hips, scanning the horizon. And there, between the rows of wheat, something's off. Not wrong enough to tear up, but not right enough to ignore. It's that uneasy in-between, the kind that makes you question your own memory. Did I plant bad seed? Or Has someone done this? And he knows the answer before he speaks it. An enemy has done this. That's where this parable tonight begins. Not with failure, but with intrusion. Not with a bad farmer, but a clever foe. You don't need me to tell you this, but the question isn't how the weeds got there. It's what to do now that they have. So, tonight, before we draw any lines or pick up any shovels, let's listen to the voice of the master himself, the one who knows the soil, the seed, the patience it takes to wait for the harvest. May the words fall on good ground. May our hearts be soft enough to receive them. May the Spirit breathe through the furrows of our own understanding. Friends, the reading of the Word, the Gospel account according to Matthew chapter 13. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field, but while everyone was asleep, enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came to him and said, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where, then, did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat right along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned. Gather the wheat, bring it to my barn." Then he left the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. Field is the world. Good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out his kingdom all causes of sin and evil doing. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." The word of the Lord, my dear friends. If you listen closely, you can almost hear the rustle of that Galilean field in his voice. The hush between accusation and patience. The long wait between sowing and harvest. Let's walk that field together. Do you ever notice how the world feels half finished? Like somebody started a good thing and forgot to lock the gate? You know this. It's never just good or bad out there. It's both. Tangled and growing at the same time. You drive by a church with a Jesus Saves banner drooping in the rain. And right next door, there's a payday lender with an open sign glowing red. You watch kindness bloom in one conversation and cruelty spout in the next. Even in your own soul, there's wheat and weeds wrestling for the same sunlight. Of course you already know this. You felt that pull. That's not new. It's the field Jesus is talking about. In Galilee, wheat and darnel grow side by side until their grain appears. Early on, they're twins. Both green, both upright. You cannot tell which is which. Pull one and you risk pulling both. That's why the master says, "No, let them grow together." He's not being lazy. He's being merciful. Maybe this will occur to you. Mercy almost always looks like a delay to people who are in control. And maybe that's why this story hits so close to home. Because deep down, we all want the field cleaned up and right now. We want a church without hypocrisy, a family without fractures, a heart without contradiction. We want to weed our way to holiness. Jesus says the kingdom doesn't work that way. It's not a holy garden. It's a field in process because this is the plain spoken truth that we don't want to see. The grace that saves you is also saving the person you're tempted to pull up. The ache hiding under this story is control. We want God's field to look the way we think it should look. You've seen it. The way we label people, wheat, weeds, saint, sinner, like we own the field. We want the world sorted and labeled pure. Wheat on one side, weeds on the other. No ambiguity, no waiting, no mystery. But Jesus says the field is mixed, and it always has been. And the hardest truth, sometimes that mixture is in you. Of course it is. Maybe you've looked at your life and thought, if God sowed me, why do I still fight the same sin? Why does doubt still sprout when I feel like I planted faith? You feel the tug of two roots in one soul, wheat and weed tangled. And the enemy whispers, see, you're not really good seed at all. You and I don't need to rehearse that voice. We've all heard it in the dark. And you start to believe that whisper. The next thing you know, you're judging everyone else's field just to quiet your own shame. Master, did you not sow good seed? That's the question of the servant, but it's also the question of the wounded believer. If you're so good, why does evil keep showing up in your world, your church, your heart? Ever been there? I'm sure you have. You've prayed, you gave, you believed, and still found deception growing where you swore you had planted truth. And now, you're tempted to just start ripping up, to fix it fast, to take control. But hear the farmer, no. Lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat right along with them. My dear friends, there is something more dangerous than sin. And it's self-righteousness with a shovel. You don't need me to tell you how quick we are to swing that shovel when fear starts to feel holy. Now, let's slow down and look at what Jesus actually says. The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. He doesn't delegate this. He sows personally. Every act of grace, every spark of faith, every tender root of righteousness, his hand planted it. And you already know this, but sometimes you just need to hear it again. The good in you didn't happen by accident. The field is the world. Notice that, the world, not the church, not your denomination, not your political camp. God claims the whole acre. His kingdom seed is scattered everywhere, in pews, prisons, and parking lots alike. And this never sounds good to honest ears, but his field stretches farther than your comfort zone. Yes. The weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. Evil is not an accident. It is sabotage. The sower doesn't panic. He names it for what it is, and he stays patient. Of course, you already know how rare that kind of patience is. And people who claim to follow him. The Greek word for weeds, I said it earlier, zizania or zizanion, the plural, refers to darnel, and it's actually a poisonous look-alike of wheat. Farmers dreaded it. It grew at the same height, drank the same rain, and wrapped its roots around the wheat's roots. You couldn't fix it without wrecking both. And you know what that means, don't you? Grace has to share soil with hypocrisy until God says otherwise. Amen. Jesus uses this image to describe how good and evil can coexist so tightly you can't always tell them apart until harvest. And what is his instruction? Let both grow together until the harvest. That's not resignation. It's actually reverence. Because, and hear me carefully, to judge prematurely is to risk destroying what God is still in the midst of redeeming. The servants ask, should we pull them up? And we expect Jesus to say yes, but he says no. And you know what? That no is the gospel. If you've been around a church long enough to make the first potluck, you already know this. That no has saved more sinners than all of our Christian zeal combined. If he had yanked early, Peter would have been gone before Pentecost. If he had sorted quickly, Paul would have been torched before Damascus. If he had judged the field by appearance, you and I wouldn't have made it past the last drought. God's patience is not neglect. It's mercy with a long timeline. You know how you know that's true? Because you're still breathing. Amen. And look how the parable ends. The Son of Man will send his angels. They will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire. Then the righteous will shine like the sun. He's not saying there's no judgment. He's saying judgment is his job. The field belongs to the farmer. The harvest belongs to heaven. We live in the middle between sowing and shining. So what do we do in the meantime? We tend, we trust, we grow. This is like every hard lesson we've ever learned growing up. Faithfulness is slow work. If you've ever waited on someone to change, you know what this parable feels like. You pray, you plead, you see little green shoots, and then just as hope starts rising, a weed pops up right next to it. And you think, forget it. I'm done. The farmer whispers, let both grow. I'm not finished yet. Of course, you've heard him say that in your own lives. Maybe not in words, but in mercy that showed up one more time than you thought you deserved. Some of the most beautiful saints and sinners I know used to look like lost causes. And some of the weeds I once admired turned out to be hollow come harvest time. That's why judgment isn't safe in my hands. Jesus' field isn't neat, but it is his, and he's good at his job. So what does faithfulness look like in a mixed field? How do we live amongst both wheat and weeds without losing our peace or our patience? Starts where it always starts, right where your boots are standing. You tend your row. You don't watch over everyone else's furrow. You don't judge how straight their lines are. You just tend what has been trusted to you. And this has occurred to you before. Sometimes the holiest thing you can do is mind your own garden. Farmer didn't ask you to run the whole operation. He asked you to be faithful where you stand. So you water what's good. You speak words that bless more than they bruise. You pull the weeds you can see right under your hands, the bitterness, the jealousy, the gossip. But if you don't go digging in someone else's soil just because it makes you feel holy, that kind of holiness usually only leaves holes.
Yes.
Faithfulness also means the learning the art of slow eyes. Early on, wheat and darnel are twins, green and upright, almost noble in their sameness. But when harvest nears, the wheat bows its head low under the weight of its fruit, while the darnel stands proud, hollow and tall. Pride stays stiff. Grace bends low. That's how the farmer tells them apart. And that's how you can too. Not by the noise someone makes about their holiness, but by the the quiet heaviness of their love. And you've seen it before, haven't you? The humble bow and the hollow don't. Then there's time, God's strange holy patience. We mistake delay for neglect. But in his field, delay means growth. The roots are tangled for a reason. Sower is giving them time to strengthen before the storm. He's giving more minutes to mercy than justice would ever allow. No matter where we are on our own personal walks with God, we need to be reminded grace takes its time. You may look out and see a mess, but he sees a process. His timing isn't slow, it's merciful. Every sunrise is another chance for repentance to take root, someone who's been mistaken for a weed. And maybe most of all, trust the farmer's heart. When those servants ask, "Did you sow good seed?" he didn't defend himself or scold them for the doubt. He just said, "An enemy has done this." No blame, no panic, no overreaction, just calm truth. Don't let the sabotage of the enemy make you question the goodness of the sower. The seed is still good. The soil is still his. Field still belongs to God. And of course you know this, but it's easy to forget that sometimes when we're knee-deep in thorns. The harvest will come. Fire that purges and the barn that welcomes are both in his hands, though, not ours. Fire isn't ours to start, and the barn isn't ours to fill. Our job is to stay faithful until the day the fields glow gold and the reapers begin to sing. So stay where he planted you. Keep growing in the middle of the mess. Keep believing that patience is not passivity, it's participation. The mercy of God. Maybe tonight that's the word you needed, that it is okay to stop yanking. It is okay to stop trying to fix it all. It's okay to trust that the one who sowed you hasn't forgotten your row, even when the weeds get thick. Maybe you just need to take a breath, set down your shovel, and let the sun do its work. The farmer knows what's wheat, and he's good at his job. At the end of the day, this isn't just a farming story. It's a resurrection story in disguise. Every stalk in that field looks the same until the harvest. Then the wheat bears fruit and the weeds dry up. It's judgment, yes. It's also vindication. Field doesn't stay mixed forever. There is a coming dawn when the righteous will shine like the sun, not because they never got tangled, but because they stayed rooted in the grower, in the sower's grace. So, if you're weary tonight, surrounded by chaos, disillusioned by the mess, hear this. Master has not left the field. He sees it. He knows what's wheat. And he's waiting, not because he's weak, because he's merciful. He's letting grace grow long enough to save one more soul. Maybe that soul is you. Beloved, field is wide and the season is long. You are not the judge. You are the seed. Stay where he planted you. Drink the rain. Reach for the light. Trust the hands that sowed you. When you see the weeds, don't despair. When you're tempted to pull, pause. The Lord of the harvest has not misplaced his sickle and has not forgotten his barn. So may your patience be holy. May your faith be deep. May your mercy run like water through the furrows of a weary world. When the day comes when the wheat is gathered and the righteous shine like the sun, may you be found still standing, rooted in grace, bowing low under the weight of good fruit. In the name of the Father who planted, the Son who sowed, Spirit who grows life from the dirt, go in peace, tend your row. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys.
If you've been listening tonight and felt the ache of that field, the mix of wheat and weeds in your life, hear this. Master hasn't made a mistake. He hasn't turned his back on you. is letting grace grow long enough to save what you thought was lost. Maybe that's why he hasn't pulled up your past yet. Maybe he's still letting mercy run its course beneath the soil. So, before you go, take one last look at the cross-section of your soul. Tangled roots, unseen growth, grace working where you can't see it. The gospel's not just above ground, it's beneath, and it's alive and patient. If this word spoke to you, if it steadied your hand or softened your heart, would you please share it? Pass it down the row? Hit like, subscribe, and tell somebody else who's standing in the same messy field that there is good seed under the surface. This has been the Semi-Seminary Podcast, where grace takes its time and gospel still grows in the dirt. I'll see you next time.